Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Captify Consulting Investor Relations team, I welcome you all to the H2 and FY26 post-earnings conference call of Concord Control Systems Limited. Today on the call from the management team we have with us Mr. Gaurav Lal, Joint Managing Director. As a disclaimer, I would like to inform all of you that this call may contain forward-looking statements which may involve risk and uncertainties. Also, a reminder that this call is being recorded. I would now request the management to briefly run us through the investor presentation with business and performance highlights for the period ended March 2026, the growth perspective and vision for the coming year, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, Gaurav.
Thank you so much, Vinayji, and the Captify team, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining Concord Control Systems investor call. Today, I don't want to take you through only numbers. Numbers are very strong, and I will come to them. But more importantly, I want to explain what Concord is becoming. हमारी जर्नी क्या थी और अब हम किस रास्ते पे चल रहे हैं. कॉन्कॉर्ड इज़ नो लॉन्गर जस्ट अ रेलवे इक्विपमेंट मैन्युफैक्चरर. हम अब सिर्फ प्रोडक्ट्स सप्लाई करने वाली कंपनी नहीं है. वी आर बिल्डिंग व्हाट वी कॉल इंटरनली द इंटेलिजेंस लेयर ऑफ मॉडर्न रेलवेज, कवरिंग प्रोपल्शन, सेफ्टी, कंट्रोल, कम्युनिकेशंस, डायग्नोस्टिक्स and green mobility. FY26 has been a very important year for us because the business has now started reflecting the strategy we have been building for last few years. Concord is a platform, not a product company. This is the core message which I have for everyone today. The most important point which I want to share and I want our investors to understand is that Concord is becoming a full stack railway technology platform. Railways globally are moving from mechanical systems to more intelligent, more connected, more software led and safety critical systems. Aur isi transition mein Concord ki positioning bahut powerful banti hai. We are integrating mission critical hardware with softwares, embedded systems, IP, safety approvals, and lifecycle services. This is where the margin profile, customer stickiness, and the scalability of the company will further improve. Our journey is from a hardware supplier to a railway electronics company to a control systems company. And now moving towards a railway intelligence platform. This is the shift which we want to focus on as a company. Now, our business today stands around four integrated pillars. And this is the most important slide of my presentation where I would want you to spend a little more time and understand these integrated pillars. The first pillar is the green sustainable mobility, which includes battery, hydrogen, hybrid, and zero emission propulsions, advanced chemistry cell, upgradations for railways. The second pillar is the smart locomotive with intelligence. So when I say smart locomotive with intelligence, I basically mean that we will make locomotives more connected, more monitored and more data driven. The third railway safety pillar is Kavach, multi-section digital axle counter and other safety critical technologies which we are developing and continuously working on. And the fourth most interesting pillar is the AI driven diagnostic and sensing. We believe that more and more connected trains, more and more predictive maintenance and more sensing will give us the real-time data monitoring. We will give us the asset intelligence, and that is going to be the most critical component for decision making going forward in the railways industry. अब जो रेलवे इंडस्ट्री है उसमें बहुत सारी कंपनीज एक प्रोडक्ट बनाती हैं, कोई प्रोपल्शन करता है, कोई सेफ्टी करता है, कोई मॉनिटरिंग करता है, बट कॉन्कॉर्ड्स स्ट्रेंथ इज दैट वी आर ब्रिंगिंग दीज लेयर्स टुगेदर। आर प्लेटफॉर्म डज फोर थिंग्स, इट विल सेंस, इट विल डिसाइड, इट विल एक्ट एंड इट विल लर्न, एंड दैट इज वाई वी से कॉन्कॉर्ड इज बिकमिंग द ब्रेन ऑफ मॉडर्न रोलिंग स्टॉक। द फर्स्ट पिलर ऑफ ग्रीन मोबिलिटी, रेलवेज आर वन ऑफ द लार्जेस्ट ट्रांसपोर्ट इकोसिस्टम्स इन इंडिया एंड ग्लोबली, एंड द नेक्स्ट वेव इज नॉट ओनली इलेक्ट्रिफिकेशन बट इट इज़ अबाउट एनर्जी एफिशिएंसी, इट इज़ अबाउट बैटरी सिस्टम्स, हाइब्रिड एंड हाइड्रोजन प्रोपल्शन बेस्ड टेक्नोलॉजीज बीइंग अडॉप्टेड, एंड ओवरऑल ब्रिंगिंग डाउन द लोअरिंग द लाइफ साइकिल कॉस्ट ऑफ द इंटायर इकोसिस्टम। कॉन्कॉर्ड हैज़ ऑलरेडी डेमोन्स्ट्रेटेड इंडियाज़ फर्स्ट इंडिजिनस जीरो एमिशन रेट्रोफिट बाई कन्वर्टिंग अ डीजल लोकोमोटिव इंटू अ बैटरी पावर्ड यूनिट। ये सिर्फ कॉन्सेप्ट नहीं है, दिस इज़ अ वर्किंग प्रूफ ऑफ आवर इंजीनियरिंग केपेबिलिटीज, एंड द बिगर पिक्चर इज दैट वंस यू अंडरस्टैंड प्रोपल्शन, वंस यू अंडरस्टैंड बैटरीज, द कंट्रोल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स बिहाइंड इट, द कम्युनिकेशन एंड द सेफ्टी इंटीग्रेशन, द कूलिंग अराउंड इट, यू आर नॉट जस्ट सेलिंग अ कॉम्पोनेंट, यू आर बिल्डिंग अ प्लेटफॉर्म विच कैन बी अडेप्टेड अक्रॉस मल्टीपल रेलवे यूज केसेस। एडवांस केमिस्ट्री सेल बैटरी अपग्रेडेशन इज ऑल्सो अ वेरी लार्ज अपॉर्चुनिटी गोइंग फॉरवर्ड। लेड एसिड एंड VRLA सिस्टम्स विल ग्रेजुअली मूव टूवर्ड्स एडवांस केमिस्ट्री सेल्स बिकॉज रेलवे नीड्स रिलायबिलिटी, कॉम्पैक्टनेस, लो मेंटेनेंस एंड बेटर लाइफ साइकिल इकोनॉमिक्स। द सेकेंड पिलर इज स्मार्ट लोकोमोटिव इंटेलिजेंस। अ लोकोमोटिव ऑफ द फ्यूचर विल नॉट ओनली बी अ स्टैंड अलोन मशीन, इट विल बी अ कनेक्टेड मॉनिटर मॉनिटर्ड एंड एन इंटेलिजेंट एसेट। अ वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग एग्जाम्पल ऑफ दिस इज अवर रिमोट मॉनिटरिंग सॉल्यूशंस एंड डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड पावर वायरलेस कंट्रोल सिस्टम्स। दीज टेक्नोलॉजीज एनेबल मल्टीपल लोकोमोटिव्स इन लॉन्ग फ्रेट ट्रेन टू कम्युनिकेट एंड ऑपरेट इन सिंक्रोनाइजेशन। इन सिंपल टर्म्स, अगर इंडियन रेलवेज को लॉन्गर फ्रेट ट्रेन्स चलानी है, हायर टनेज मूव करना है, बेटर ब्रेकिंग कंट्रोल एंड फ्लीट ऑर्केस्ट्रेशन पे काम करना है, ओवरऑल फ्रेट का थ्रूपुट इम्प्रूव करना है, तो टेक्नोलॉजीज लाइक DPWCS एंड रियल टाइम मॉनिटरिंग एंड इंटेलिजेंट लोकोमोटिव बिकम्स वेरी वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट। एंड दिस डायरेक्टली अलाइंस विद इंडियन रेलवेज फ्रेट ग्रोथ एम्बिशंस। एंड फॉर कॉन्कॉर्ड, इट वैलिडेट्स आर अबिलिटी टू बिल्ड मिशन क्रिटिकल वायरलेस कंट्रोल सिस्टम्स फॉर हैवी हॉल ऑपरेशंस। इन द थर्ड पिलर वी टॉक अबाउट द रेलवे सेफ्टी। सेफ्टी इज नॉट ऑप्शनल इन रेलवेज। कवच इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट रेलवे टेक्नोलॉजीज प्रोग्राम, एंड रेलवेज एज अ होल इज डिप्लॉइंग अ लॉट ऑफ कैपिटल एक्सपेंडिचर ऑन दिस, एंड कॉन्कॉर्ड थ्रू प्रोगोटा इज पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी। हमारा फोकस सिर्फ ऑर्डर लेना नहीं है, आर फोकस इज टू बिल्ड अ क्रेडिबल, स्केलेबल, सेफ्टी क्रिटिकल रेलवे टेक्नोलॉजी बिजनेस। द कवच अपॉर्चुनिटी इज लार्ज, लॉन्ग ड्यूरेशन एंड स्ट्रेटेजिकली इम्पॉर्टेंट फॉर अस, एंड वी फील दैट कवच एंड MSTech पुट टुगेदर विल लीड अस इन द सेफ्टी डोमेन ऑफ रेलवे इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स, नॉट ओनली इन इंडिया बट एज वेल एज फॉर अदर मार्केट्स एज वेल। ओवरऑल वी आर पार्ट ऑफ अ वेरी हाई एंट्री एरिया विथ अप्रूवल ड्रिवन रेलवे इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स अपॉर्चुनिटीज। नाउ इफ आई टॉक अबाउट the most important or the diagnostic sensors, the fourth pillar, which is all about the predictive maintenance and diagnostics. Railway are now moving from a reactive maintenance to a predictive maintenance. पहले फेलियर होता था, फिर रिपेयर करते थे। अब रेलवे बहुत सारा चेंज हो चुका है एंड फ्यूचर इज अबाउट डिटेक्टिंग अर्ली, प्रिडिक्टिंग अ फेलियर एंड प्रिवेंटिंग अ ब्रेकडाउन। एंड वी आर प्राउड टू बी अ पार्ट ऑफ दिस इकोसिस्टम। वी आर ऑलरेडी वर्किंग ऑन फ्यू टेक्नोलॉजीज लाइक वाइल्ड, लाइक ओवरहेड मॉनिटरिंग विथ एआई बेस्ड डायग्नोस्टिक्स एज पार्ट ऑफ दिस डेटा लेयर। दिस इज एन इम्पॉर्टेंट कंट्रोल सिस्टम एंड डायग्नोस्टिक टूल विच कॉन्कॉर्ड विल इंस्टॉल ऑन रेलवे एसेट्स। वी कैन क्रिएट लॉन्ग टर्म सर्विस, वी कैन क्रिएट मॉनिटरिंग, मेंटेनेंस एंड एनालिटिक लेड रेवेन्यू स्ट्रीम फ्रॉम दिस। सो दिस विल नॉट ओनली ब्रिंग अ वन टाइम सेल बट एन एनुटी बेस्ड रेवेन्यू स्ट्रीम एज वेल फॉर द कंपनी। दिस इज वेयर द बिजनेस मॉडल ग्रेजुअली मूव्स फ्रॉम अ वन टाइम प्रोडक्ट टू अ मोर स्केलेबल रेकरिंग हाई मार्जिन रेवेन्यू बिजनेस। नाउ इफ आई टॉक अबाउट फ्यूजन, इट इज़ वन ऑफ अ वेरी स्ट्रैटेजिक मूव्स दिस ईयर एंड फ्यूजन पोजिशंस कॉन्कॉर्ड इन टू द हाई वैल्यू फ्लेक्स पीसीबी एंड प्रीमियम ईएमएस सेक्टर। ये एक्विजिशन सिर्फ कैपेसिटी एडिशन नहीं करता, बैकवर्ड इंटीग्रेशन नहीं करता, बॉक्स बिल्डिंग कैपेबिलिटीज ऐड करता है, इंपोर्ट सब्स्टिट्यूशन ऐड करता है, हमारी ओवरऑल इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के ऊपर जो डीपर कंट्रोल है हमारी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग पे वो हमें ऐड करके देता है। एज रेलवे सिस्टम्स बिकम मोर इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स एंड सॉफ्टवेयर लेड, दिस इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट हाई क्वालिटी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग एसेट विच नाउ एड्स टू द ओवरऑल स्ट्रेंथ एंड कैपेबिलिटी ऑफ कॉन्कॉर्ड। फ्यूजन अलाउज अस टू मूव अप द वैल्यू चेन फ्रॉम जस्ट अ रेलवे प्रोडक्ट टू इलेक्ट्रॉनिक सब सिस्टम, फ्रॉम मैन्युफैक्चरिंग अ वेरी आर ओन इंटीग्रेटेड प्रोडक्शन विथ डोमेस्टिक सप्लाईज पोटेंशियल एज वेल एज अ लॉट ऑफ ग्लोबल अपॉर्चुनिटीज। एंड आई थिंक दिस इज द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट पार्ट ऑफ आवर स्टोरी एज अ कंपनी। आर रेवेन्यू मॉडल इज इवॉल्विंग। हिस्टोरिकली वी वर मोर प्रोडक्ट लेड, गोइंग फॉरवर्ड वी फील देर विल बी अ मिक्स विच विल हैव एन इंक्रीजिंग ट्रेंड ऑफ प्रोडक्ट्स, एएमसीज, सॉफ्टवेयर्स, आईपी लाइसेंसिंग, एनुटी बेस्ड सर्विसेज एंड लाइफ साइकिल सपोर्ट। दिस इज वाई वी से कॉन्कॉर्ड इज नॉट जस्ट बिल्डिंग द रेलवे प्रोडक्ट्स, वी आर बिल्डिंग द इंजीनियरिंग, वी आर अ कंपनी विच इज बिल्डिंग द ब्रेन ऑफ मॉडर्न रोलिंग स्टॉक। जस्ट लाइक अ ह्यूमन ब्रेन कंट्रोल्स मूवमेंट, सेफ्टी, कम्युनिकेशन एंड डिसीजन मेकिंग, कॉन्कॉर्ड्स प्लेटफॉर्म इंटीग्रेट्स प्रोपल्शन, कवच क्लास सेफ्टी, वायरलेस कंट्रोल्स, मॉनिटरिंग एंड डायग्नोस्टिक्स गोइंग फॉरवर्ड। आई थिंक हमारी कंपनी का यही मोट है। इंडिविजुअल प्रोडक्ट्स आर इम्पॉर्टेंट बट द रियल वैल्यू इज एन इंटीग्रेटेड रेलवे इंटेलिजेंस प्लेटफॉर्म। वेरी फ्यू कंपनीज विल हैव दिस कॉम्बिनेशन ऑफ डोमेन नॉलेज ऑफ रेलवेज, अप्रूवल्स, R&D, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स, सेफ्टी सिस्टम्स एंड द अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ दिस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग एज वेल एज द एग्जीक्यूशन कैपेबिलिटी। द स्ट्रैटेजी इज नाउ वेरी वेल विजिबल। इफ आई कम टू द नंबर्स नाउ, FY26 हैज बीन अ लैंडमार्क ईयर फॉर कॉन्कॉर्ड। वी डिलीवर्ड अ रेवेन्यू ऑफ फ्रॉम ऑपरेशंस ऑफ 210.47 करोर्स विथ अ पैट ऑफ 42.7 करोर्स एंड एन ईपीएस ऑफ 42 करोर्स विथ एन एबिटा ऑफ 62.1 करोर्स। मोर इम्पॉर्टेंटली आर एग्जीक्यूटिबल ऑर्डर बुक एज ऑफ 31 मार्च 2026 स्टैंड्स एट अप्रॉक्सीमेटली 697 करोर्स। दिस ऑर्डर बुक इज मोर देन 3 टाइम्स ऑफ आवर FY26 रेवेन्यू। giving us a very strong visibility and confidence. So, the story is not only about the future potential. आज नंबर्स में भी वो परफॉर्मेंस दिख रही है, ऑर्डर बुक में भी विजिबिलिटी दिख रही है, एंड टेक्नोलॉजी रोड मैप में भी स्केल दिख रहा है. वी हैव ग्रोन प्रॉफिटेबली, वी हैव एडेड स्ट्रेटेजिक कैपेबिलिटीज, एंड वी नाउ हैव अ मच स्ट्रॉन्गर बेस टू स्केल फ्रॉम. एंड नाउ इफ आई हैव टू कंक्लूड दी ओवरऑल जर्नी सो फार, कॉन्कॉर्ड टूडे स्टैंड्स एट अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट. वी आर ऑपरेटिंग एट द इंटरसेक्शन ऑफ फोर पावरफुल थीम्स: इंडियन रेलवेज मॉडर्नाइजेशन, सेफ्टी, ग्रीन मोबिलिटी एंड एन इंटेलिजेंट रेलवे इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स. आर एम्बिशन इज क्लियर. वी वॉन्ट टू बिल्ड कॉन्कॉर्ड एज वन ऑफ इंडियाज मोस्ट कंप्लीट रेलवे टेक्नोलॉजी प्लेटफॉर्म्स. हमारा फोकस बहुत ही सिंपल है: स्ट्रॉन्ग एग्जीक्यूशन, हाई क्वालिटी टेक्नोलॉजी, डीपर रेलवे रेलेवेंस एंड सस्टेनेबल प्रॉफिटेबल ग्रोथ. विद दैट आई वुड लाइक टू पॉज हेयर एंड ओपन द फ्लोर फॉर क्वेश्चंस.
Thank you, Gaurav. All those who wish to ask a question may please use the option of raise hand. Once you raise your hand, we'll be unmuting you so you can ask your questions. Till you do not finish your question, please do not mute your line. All those who wish to ask a question may please raise hand now. So there is a question in the Q&A line. If company will generate revenue from Kavach in this financial year, other than the trial order which is under process, will the company?
We have already started working on the field trials, and we hope that it will be a very successful year in terms of coverage for us.
Participants who wish to ask a question, please raise hand. Otherwise, you can put the question in the chat box or in the Q&A box. We'll take the first question from Ajit Sethi. Ajit, you can go ahead, please.
Thank you for the opportunity. So our trade receivables have increased significantly during the year. So could you help us understand the key reason behind this increase, and how should we think about receivable days and working capital going forward?
Thank you, Ajit. Thank you so much for asking this, and I'm very happy to answer this as a first question. See, in the railway industry, the execution is typically back-ended, with a significant portion of deliveries and billings happening in Q4, especially towards the closing months of the financial year. As a result, receivables on 31st of March balance sheet naturally appears elevated. However, these are largely operational receivables linked to executed projects and customer acceptance cycles. And it is a railway as a customer. So when you talk about railway as a customer, there is, in fact, if one were to look at our internal position as of June, the receivable cycles already improved meaningfully when we see our last financial year versus this financial year.
Yes, Ajit.
Okay. So we should expect this type of working capital going forward also, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And so coming to our short-term debt, this is also had increased significantly. So while company is guiding for a strong 40 to 50% growth CAGR going forward, so how should we think about the debt levels and balance sheet strength over the next few years?
So, Ajit, as you can see, the overall company growth is at a higher trajectory, and these Q4 numbers are always H2 is always heavier than H1. Because of that, there's always a working capital requirement which arises in short term, and that's why there will be always a significant jump in our overall working capital requirements, with an unprecedented order book of 697 crores to be fulfilled going forward. And eventually, it will come down. As a management, I think till last year we were more focused on ensuring deliverables and achieving what we need to achieve to prove. This year we will be more disciplined and we'll be more focused on execution as a company.
So what kind of peak that we can expect this year, next 2 years, if possible, you can share.
Peak in terms of
Debt.
very difficult to comment today because in the Q1 we will always have higher receivables coming from our clients, and it then shapes up to a more sustained order book execution over the year rather than more stressed in the last quarter, which has happened in our last financial year.
Okay. And we are guiding for a 20 to 25% EBITDA margin. And this quarter, we had done around 30% EBITDA margin. So we are being conservative on guiding, right?
It is difficult to say that we have been conservative in our guidance. We try to be more and more realistic in our guidance, but I think we are in a situation where the railways is transforming, the technologies are more and more required, and the adoption of technology is happening faster than even we imagined.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Ajit. We'll take
Also,
the next question.
can we switch off
Yes.
the presentation slides so that we can keep talking?
Yes, sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Shubham Agarwal. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, Gaurav.
Yes,
Congratulations on a great set of numbers. So I have a couple of questions. The first question was, your order book has been growing sizably. As you mentioned, it's 3.3 times the FY26 revenue right now. So going forward, wouldn't you say the execution also perhaps will have to grow at a faster pace than what we are guiding of around 40 to 50% revenue growth? And just an understanding of whether there are any likelihood of penalties for completing or not being able to complete the orders on time.
So, Shubhamji, I think FY26 has been a very unprecedented year where we were, on one hand, executing this growth and creating these numbers which are today visible. But on the other hand, it was also fructifying to see such a large order book being achieved by us. And I think that gives us more positioning strength for this entire year. Our whole planning is now more structured because we have such a large order book to fulfill going forward. So I think हमने पहले भी किया है, हमने पिछले साल भी एग्जीक्यूट किया है और हम आगे भी करेंगे. सो होपफुली वी शुड कीप डूइंग आवर बेस्ट इन दिस.
Great. Just another question on the Fusion Electronics business. I had asked you last earnings quarter, and you had mentioned that perhaps you'll be able to give more guidance in the next earnings call, because at that time, I think you had just acquired the electronics business. So, like 6 months later now, how do you think we are placed with the Fusion Electronics? Like, any revenue we can think of achieving from that business this year, this financial year?
Sure. I think Fusion is one of the most interesting and a very strong strategic acquisition which we did last year. And किसी भी बिजनेस को acquire करके अपना कल्चर, अपनी टीम, अपना सेटअप बिल्ड करने में थोड़ा टाइम लगता है. वी जनरली गिव आर सेल्व 300 days टू रन द इंटायर साइकिल इन 100 100 days फिनोमिना. सो आई होप दिस ईयर विल बी अ रेवेन्यू contributing here as well.
Okay, great. And just one last question on Progota. Like, is there any plans to increase your ownership stake of Progota this year? Like, given that you are now going to be executing multiple orders for the Kavach 4.0 business also?
So Shubhamji, I think we have been very frugal in terms of our investments, and as and when we see an opportunity where our investments can significantly garner returns for the company, we take that step. So hopefully, whenever that need arises and that step is required, we will not deter to take any such step.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Gauruji.
Thank you. I will take the next question from Utkarsh Bhadauria. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Gaurav. How are you? Amazing. Congrats for the continued growth which you're showing. So structurally, you're growing really well. So congrats to you for that. My question was essentially, I think a lot of things are proven in our business now where you are showing execution. But one major thing which I had in mind is when will our operating cash flow turn positive? Because from your experience in railways, receivable is one issue. And of course, we are moving into new businesses, so inventory also becomes a different ballgame altogether now. So how do you see working capital shaping up, and when will you turn positive here?
So Utkarsh, thank you so much for your patronage and keeping us always on toes and asking the most relevant questions. I think railway as an industry is always, as I mentioned earlier, is the execution is typically back-ended. Railways has no issues of receivables. It's just the cycle. You're completing a lot of deliveries in the last quarter of H2. And your payment realization generally happens in the first quarter of the preceding year. That in turn makes the balance sheet look more heavier and the receivables appear naturally elevated. But overall, I think this is a year where we can be more planned because there is a sizable order book to execute. And in the past years also, we have been continuously proving our performance with our execution capabilities and simultaneously developing multiple technologies as we move forward for not only the Indian market but from a global standpoint. So I think there will be a continuous growth-led fund requirement which will be there in the company. But at the same time, we are overly cautious, we are more disciplined, and we have better execution capabilities going forward as a
Gaurav,
company.
my only worry was that, going ahead, of course, this payments coming in has been the issue from railways, but we have seen in some other companies also, in Connects and all. So there have been certain issues relating to order execution and then payment delays and stuff like that. But it shouldn't be like the orders, you're not able to actually have the money to implement the orders coming in. So that is one major concern, right? With a negative cash flow. Essentially, the entire profit which you're currently showing is something which they haven't given you as yet. So you're kind of funding the entire project right now.
Utkarsh, apparently from the way you look at the balance sheet, this may be appearing as a very elevated number. But generally, railway payments are very well streamlined. There is absolutely no issue in railway payments. It's just a cycle and a process. And you're dealing with the sovereign, so there is no issue of any penalties or bad debts happening. It is just a process and a cycle, and I think we are overly cautious in saving each penny and maintaining our cash flows. And I don't think cash flows would be a deterrent of growth for the company.
So there's no liquidity challenge at all.
We are a healthy and a financially I would say disciplined organization.
Have
We
you
are
seen some
overcautious
improvement
there.
like
Definitely.
in the from April onwards? Have you seen some
That's exactly what I
receivables?
said.
Right, so that's what it means, that money started coming in. Well,
Absolutely, absolutely.
done. It's the balance sheet impact
It's
as
just a
on
cycle.
31st. Okay, done. Thank you so much, Gaurav. Thank you for your time. And
Thank you,
one
Utkarsh,
more
for
question,
asking
if
these
I can ask
questions.
you, was on the retrofit diesel engine and the green hydrogen space. I'm very excited about that space in the current scenario where government is looking towards a more environment-friendly options. How do you see this space going forward?
So this is... So you have to look at this. Thank you for asking that again, Utkarsh. You have to look at it from a bigger picture, which I was also sharing when I was sharing the entire presentation and the new story of Concord, where we see ourselves growing. The bigger picture is that once we understand this entire propulsion, battery, control electronics, cooling, communication system, and the integration of this entire product, this is going to become not only a component cell for us, but we are building the entire platform stack for multiple railway use cases with this. So zero emission is a very strong pillar because the overall energy efficiency is going to improve not only in India, but all across the railway network globally.
How did you see that last order turning out with NTPC? And then, I mean, further inquiries or any traction on that space, in that space?
It's been a very active space.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Utkarsh. We'll take the next question from Harshil Solanki. Please go ahead.
Hi, Gaurav. Good afternoon.
Hi, Arshil. Good afternoon. Please carry on.
Yeah, so I had questions on the Kavach. So there is a tender for 4,500 local units, which is active. So when do you expect the outcome? Because I think it closed on 14th April and we are past 1 month. So any idea when the order will be and how much do we expect to win from that tender?
So, Harshal, I think we are positioned as a completely in-house indigenous Kavach R&D powerhouse with the entire technology being developed and designed by ourselves. And we feel we will be one of the most cost-effective, backward integrated Kavach player because of our advanced rail capabilities. And with all of that, we have been aggressive in this space and tenders which are coming. And in the past, we have quoted few of them as well. But railway has a process of tender finalization. And in due course, we will all see the outcome.
Okay. So the tender will still take time. Is that what you are trying to say? Or
there
you
is
don't?
A process.
Okay. And second thing is, what are the number of loco units? If you can highlight in the Indian Railways, because what I'm trying to understand is already 17,000 loco units have been tendered for Kavach, including the 4,500. So does Concord have more scope to win loco orders, or is the entire loco opportunity is done and we will only get to play the CAC opportunity which is left, is what I'm trying to understand from this.
So the total population of locomotives in the country would scale somewhere around from 13,000 to 16,000, including the train sets and the memos.
Okay, so roughly the Indian Railways has tendered all of the locos from... I have the number for 17,000, the tender, which have been announced till now and ordered also. So,
no,
okay.
That's not the correct number.
Okay. So, what is the number for you?
We'll get back to you with the exact numbers.
Okay. Oh, got it. This was it. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Harshal.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from Anurag Agrawal. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to ask. We've mentioned that Fusion Electronics is one of the largest flex PCB manufacturers in country, and we're, you know, dealing with a lot of OEMs, including a lot of high-end names. Yet we have failed to show a meaningful revenue from this subsidiary. Could you throw some light on that?
So Anurag, thank you so much for asking that question. It's a turnaround story, and it is one of the largest installed capacities of flexible PCBs and box building capabilities in the country as we speak. And any turnaround takes a due course, and we will see. We are very bullish of short to mid-term targets, and we will see the results.
Could you give us some details about how it, went into that space where you acquired it? Maybe if you're saying it's a turnaround, it must have been probably bankrupt or in a very dire financial need of funds. So how it went into that space and what we're doing to get it out of that space. Also, yeah, that's the first part. Yeah.
Okay. No, so I don't think there was a financial reason of any sort, and there was no distress. It was just an asset which could not do well, and now we are just revamping it.
Okay, what is our strategy towards revamping it? Like I'm trying to understand basically how are we trying to turn around it as compared to the original promoters who have probably been in this industry if they had set up such a big capacity.
So Anurag, I think Concord today has done a few transactions in the past where we have shown our execution capabilities and demonstrated it with our skills as well as numbers in the past 2 or 3 financial years where we have partnered or acquired any stake in any company. And it has been a continuous recipe for us in terms of acquiring capabilities, not just businesses, but more from a capability standpoint and a technology standpoint. Fusion happens to be one of those strategic moves, and I think we have the right pieces of the puzzle in place, so we'll take it forward from there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Anurag. All those who wish to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand.
So there are a few questions in the Q&A box. Let me get them clear. There are questions regarding the order book. Out of the 700 crore order book, what do you think is executable and what is the timeline for execution of the existing order book? And what kind of orders do you expect in the current financial year?
So, typically, what we have seen is until now, we have seen an 18 to 24 month order execution cycle. And we are better positioned, we are having more execution capabilities. And I think we will keep maintaining the similar growth trajectory going forward, as well as business. As usual, will keep happening in terms of more and more order winnings and growth pillars being more evaluated to add further chunk of strategic revenues.
Then there are questions around Fusion Electronics. So Nalini Kant is asking, what was the revenue in FY26 and what is the outlook for FY27?
So Rajni, I think I just mentioned that it's a turnaround story. And we will, at full scale, Fusion can do about 200 crores of revenue based on the installed capacities with a provision of doubling the capacities going forward.
A related question from Bharat Gupta. Do you see Fusion Electronics synergies defined only to railways, or we can work across other industries as well?
See, Fusion's products sit on the On a very unique and a niche hardware layer, which is not only used in railways, in multiple other sectors as well. We as a company is more focused on railway ecosystem as a whole because we understand that piece better than other sectors, but we are not limited to only one sector.
Then there is a question around the current crisis, considering the ongoing LNG crisis and the geopolitical tensions. Do you foresee any possibility of the government reducing, postponing, or slowing down its spending on railway-related orders and infra projects?
See, that's a very, very important question, and thank you for asking that. I think we all are living in a world of uncertainties today. Every few months, something or the other is happening in the geopolitical scenarios. And as a company, as a business, we all have to work judiciously and diligently, both, to ensure that we are disciplined enough to insulate our companies. Rather, minimize the impact of these uncertainties which keep happening across the world. So, I think day by day, Concord is building resilience and discipline both to insulate ourselves as much as possible for such uncertainties.
There is a question from one of the participants. When is the main board migration planned?
So I think we are in the process. It's just a matter of very difficult to give a timeline to it, but we have already been on the journey.
There's a question from Kumari Soumya. Can you give a flow of how does Kavach order work, getting approval to test run to full-fledged execution, and how much revenue lies on each stage?
So, a very in-depth question, Kumari ji. Thank you so much for asking that. And see, in any order of Kavach, there are typically two to three phases. One phase is the installation of, rather, the production of the actual system, and then the inspection happens. And after that, you basically go for installation of the product. If it is a loco Kavach, then the installation is limited to the loco motive itself, where we as a company are better positioned because we already have a lot of in-field engineers which are working on multiple locomotives. We understand the locomotives space because of advanced rail capabilities. So that gives us further efficiencies in the execution and installation of Kavach when it comes to a locomotive. But on the other side, if we talk about the station Kavach or the entire product, then there are you have to first produce, then install on a locomotive, then install on a station, install on the track side. The entire equipment has multiple layers of installation, and a certain percentage of revenue, rather, the invoice is paid by the railways on supplying the product, and the balance is paid after successfully installing the product.
There's a follow-up question from Kumari Soumya. Last year, we closed at 212 crores order book and we did 210 crore revenue. This year, we are at 697 crores. Should we be able to convert 70-75% of this in FY27? It's a forward-looking question, so you can decide how to answer it. Yeah.
Yeah, every management aspires to do more and more. We will also try to keep up to the pace. As a company, we are building more and more execution capabilities, and I hope we will keep growing based on the guidance which we have given.
There's a question from Sailesh Jain. Is the company expected to finish Kavach trial order in this financial year with ISA approval?
We are certainly working towards achieving the trial completion as well as ISA approvals within this financial year. Rest is up to a lot of geopolitical and factors which are beyond our control, but I think we are trying to insulate ourselves for it.
And the second part of his question is, what about other Kavach orders already received? Will company be able to complete in the timeline mentioned with the order?
We are working towards it and planning towards it, both.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the follow-up question from Utkarsh Bhadauria. Please go ahead. Yes, Utkarsh.
Yeah, Gaurav. Gaurav, just wanted to understand how are we currently also doing the, what is the revenue bifurcation currently, what of the products which we are selling, and how was it earlier, and how are we transitioning?
See, Utkarsh, again, a very important piece of information which I wanted to bring on the table, and thank you for asking that. See, earlier in my presentation, I was saying that many railway suppliers are limited to one or two domain of products, and if one of the products is not immediately required by railways, there is a cyclic nature of business which impacts the business.
Got it.
Concord, I think, is positioning itself to beat the cyclic nature of any such requirements of clients. We are working in the traction side, coaching side, wayside, locomotive side, in multiple domains. And something or the other will keep on happening in such a large railway ecosystem to contribute to our top lines as well as to our bottom lines. So I see we have a great product mix. As on date, I would say we have a larger product mix of locomotive solutions, and that is where
Which is the
the
Anaconda?
one of the products is TPWCS, and going forward it will keep on evolving with time.
Why I'm asking,
It's an
Gaurav, is
ever-changing product mix.
yeah, because we've earlier seen that you're typically Concord was electronic supplier, and then we transitioned to different products, Anaconda, Kavach. We added new things, took over many companies. So, is the old model still alive, and how much is the question actually?
Sorry, Utkarsh, I could not understand your question.
Yeah, the old model. So earlier we used to be more like a electronic supplier to the railway, right? And so what is up with that business? I mean, how much is that business also contributing? I understand there are new segments coming. What I'm actually trying to understand, which is the largest segment currently contributing? I guess it is DPWCS. And
I would not call it DPWCS. I would say today the larger contributor of our growth is the locomotives overall
okay.
business.
Okay.
But this is an
Which includes
ever-changing
what
and a
all?
very dynamic. So it includes multiple locomotive products. We're not doing one or two. We are doing multiple technology-driven and propulsion-based subsystems.
Okay. Sure. Thank you, Gaurav.
Thank you, Utkarsh. Anybody who wishes to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand. Sir, since there are no further questions, would you like to give any closing comments?
Yeah. So, again, to conclude, I think Concord today stands at a very, very interesting point. We are operating at the intersection of four powerful themes: the overall modernization of Indian railways, the more and more adoption of safety-critical technologies, newer initiatives like green mobility, and a lot of intelligent railway electronics. With all of this, I think Concord is building the overall intelligence layer of modern railways, integrating propulsion, safety, and multiple other solutions, which are all scalable to create a large railway technology platform. So I think we are positioned for a much larger growth-driven railway technology company. Our
Thank you,
goal
sir.
is just not to chase the product cycle. It is much more to build a multi-decadal railway intelligence and a control platform business from India, for India, and eventually for the global markets.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you, Mohsin.
And thank you, sir. And thank you to all the participants for joining on this call. This brings us to the end of this conference call. Thank you.
Thank you, Mohsin, and thank you, Captify team, for taking this.
Thank you, sir.